Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself.
And people ask you why you are what you are and why you do what you do. Have something to say about it. Express yourself. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yom Supah Reef. We've been doing our studies in the book of Ezekiel. And all praises to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have been doing critical analysis in our assessment. No, this is not church. If you want an assembly for that, you have to find your church service. We don't do no church, okay, on a Real Talk for Real People show. What we do do, we get together, we sit down, we open up the Most High Word, we do critical analysis in ourselves. We are laser focused, we have precision in our thinking. And we come to some firm conclusion, which is how we must interact with our Creator, how we must interact with each other, how we must interact with other nations, what got us in the boat we're in today, universally speaking, and what can resolve the issue. That's better than church, ain't it? You ain't got to run around speaking tongues, fall all over each other, shake it on the floor, folk get, take your money and whatnot. No, you ain't got to do all that over here. You just got to open up the book and pray to the Most High that you got a new thinker. So you can understand what he's saying to you. Because I know you've been miseducated. And so if you've been miseducated, your way of going about this is looking at this quite differently. So that's why it's imperative that you ask the Most High for a new thinker before we get started. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Because it's good enough for King David to ask for a new thinker and a new spirit. It ought to be good enough for you, okay? So if you're out there listening audience and you're totally confused about everything, you're totally confused about the Real Talk for Real People show, you're totally confused about Cartrell of New York City, you're totally confused about Yom Supah Reef of Memphis, Tennessee, you're totally confused about Ima Hadora of St. Louis, Missouri, you're totally confused about Sister Avia of New York City, you're totally confused about Sister Wendy Pettis of Cleveland, Ohio, and you're totally confused about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You need a new thinker. Okay? So I'm going to give you a few seconds, because this is a very short chapter, while you pray to the Most High for a new thinker, so you can go along with us. Because you can't keep up unless you got a new thinker. Okay? Because your thinker is broken. That's why. And I was talking, while some people are praying, I was talking, you other listeners got a new thinker. I was telling this young white woman, I was telling her, I'm a slave. She said, you ain't know what you're talking about. You ain't no slave. I said, yes, I am. I said, I'm living under refined condition. They made my prison a college-like campus. But I'm still behind bars. There's still bars, and there's freedom of movement and whatnot. And I can work at fancy jobs. They even give me entertainment jobs. They even let me play football. Basketball. He let me sing for him. That ain't nothing new. But then again, you're still a slave. She said, now you know how she exposed the hand. See, they, sooner or later, you talk to them nicely and factually. You ain't got to cuss and fuss fight with them. They gonna show the hand. She said, you shut the F up. I did Eva Hadora. I said, yeah, I put the letters. Shut the F up, huh? I said, if that's how you talk to your kind like that, your elders, old men. I said, you see what I'm saying? I'm just an old boy slave, which you could talk to any old messy old tacky old way. Now, down there, she ain't said no more. Cause truth come out of her mouth. When she told me her elder, shut the F up, I did an Eva Hadora, huh? The truth speaks for itself. You ain't got to fuss and fight and argue with them. You just tell it like it is, like we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. You ain't got to fuss, fight, cuss, and argue with folks. Just tell the truth. You ain't got to name call them, just tell the truth. You ain't got to tell them what you think, just tell the truth. Tell them what the Most High says. And that's what we're about. You brothers and sisters out there, y'all through praying? Okay, get your books. Let's turn to the 35th chapter of Ezekiel. Rather short chapter, but we finna learn about some people. Some particular people that may have been some interest to you. Okay? Let's get these other Johnny come late. These moment to get catch up with us. No, you can't tell me about my people neither. I'm sort of a peculiar kind of fellow when it comes to my people. No, don't try to lead and don't try to tell me about my people who I should accept. That's going to get you. See, you need to learn your position with me. See, if you're not one of mine, don't tell me about my people. And don't tell me who I should accept among my people. You need to know your position, okay? Okay? You need to understand the rules. Okay, have you found that? Okay. Chapter 35. Judgment on Mount Seir, which is the ancient capital of the Edomites. Edom. Moreover, the word of the Elohim came to me. Who is me? Ezekiel. Saying, son of man, set your face against Mount Seir, the Edomite state, the Edom, and prophesies against it, and said to it, thus said the Elohim Yah. Let me tell you about y'all self. Behold, O Mount Seir, capital of Edom, I am against you. I will stretch out my hand against you. I will make you desolate. I shall lay your cities to waste, and you shall be desolate. Then you shall know that I am the Elohim. You've been running behind your brother. You've been tripping him up. You've been laughing, hee, hee, ha, chuckle, behind your brother. And you think you can get away. No, you ain't got away, because I got something for you. And he goes on to explain to the Edomites, what do we have for them? And here's what he says against Esau, against Yaakov. Our forefather, Yaakov, Jacob. And he says to him, Edom, because you have an ancient hatred, and you have shed the blood of the children of Israel. Yeah, you shed their blood too. By the power of the sword at the time of their calamity. Oh, you came along and got along with everybody coming up against them. Oh, yeah. You came along with the Greeks. You came along with the Romans. You came along with the Assyrians. You came along with the Babylonians. I mean, there ain't nobody you didn't ride with. Because you got an ancient hatred against them. Because you don't look remotely like them anyway. Well, that's a whole nother story. But I got something for you. Because you got an ancient hatred against them. Your brothers. That's what they really are. But you ain't never treated them like that, because your ancient hatred. And you used the power of the sword at the time of their calamity. When their iniquity came to an end, therefore, as I live, when their iniquity came to an end, as I live, said the Elohim Yah, I will prepare you for blood, and blood shall pursue you. You're going to get yours. What goes around comes around. That's called karma. No, that ain't a girl's name. That's just the way the system goes. It is a girl's name, isn't it? Karma. Well, it's going to be a bad sister. Since you have not hated, therefore, blood shall pursue you. Since you have not hated blood. Oh, they love the spilling blood. See, them Edomites, especially when against us, oh, they love spilling blood, especially ours. Oh, they're a whole lot among us now. You don't even know a whole lot among food, but that's why they don't like me. Because they figure out I know something. And I'm not confused about nothing. And I love my people. And you ain't going to make me hate on my people. To make you satisfied. Oh, you ought to hate Bill Corbin. Why? Because we said so. Because he a dirty, low-down sapsucker. And he ought to be locked up 150 years. No. That's my elder. That's my brother. I don't care what you think about him. Your evidence is shaky at best, flimsy at most. Kangaroo court, pulling the old man out of court in chains and blind night, he gonna run off somewhere just to humiliate him. No, you can't do mine like that. Now, I'm gonna respect my elder. He's still my elder and he's still my brother. I don't care you either mice that's listening on the Real Talk for Real People show. No, don't try to lead. And don't try to tell me who to accept among me. I ain't going because I know what's going on. You know why I know what's going on? Because I read. I study with my brothers and sisters on the Real Talk for Real People show. You can't put nothing on me. And you love spilling blood, especially ours. Truth be told, since you have not hated blood, you love spilling it. Therefore, blood shall pursue you. Thus I will make Mount Seir most desolate and cut off from it the one who leaves and the one who retires. This spot, y'all ain't gonna leave, y'all ain't gonna be coming back here no more. And I will fill the mountains with the slain on the hills, in your valleys, and in your ravines, and those who are slain by the sword shall fall, and I will make you what? Perpetually desolate. It's forever and a day, baby. I don't need Israel to do nothing. No. They ain't got to pick up no swords. They ain't got to get no AK-47. They ain't got to get no 38. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make you perpetually, forever and a day, desolate. Then you should know that I am the Elohim, because you have said, these two nations, these countries shall be mine. It was my inheritance. That boy came along and took my stuff. He took Israel from me. He took the kingdom of Yehuda from me. I can't stand them. Them two nations, them two countries, they supposed to be mine. That's how your mind thought. But you gave up your inheritance for a party, for some food. But you mad at your brother. You the one gave it up. But you still carry this ancient hatred that you lack our blood being spilled. And matter of fact, you spill more than anybody about our blood. Then you got this residual hatred, talking about something that should have been yours and won because you gave it up. And this your attitude, because you have said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine. And we will possess them. Although the Elohim was there when you did what you did. When you gave up your inheritance, the Most High was there. And he said, as I live, says the Elohim Yah, I will do according to your anger and according to the envy which you have shown in your hatred against them, your brothers. I will make myself known among them when I judge you. I'm going to let them see what I'm doing to you. I don't need them. Then you should know that I am the Elohim. I have heard all your blasphemies against them, which you have spoken against the Mount of Israel, saying, ah, they are desolate. They are given up to consume. Ha ha. They ain't here no more. Hee hee. The Greeks got them. The Romans got them. And I rode right along with them. Yeah. I heard it all. I heard y'all. But here's what I got for you. I got something for you. Thus with my mouth, you have boasted against me. Because when you boast against them, you're boasting against me. You're going against me. And you multiplied your words against me. When you go against them, you're going against me. And I hurt you. Thus said the Elohim Yah, the whole earth will rejoice when I make you dissonant. The whole world will be happy when you go. Look at it now. The whole universe gonna be happy when you go. When I break your behind down like a shotgun, the whole world gonna be happy when you go. But I don't need Israel. I don't need Yehuda. I got this. I don't need them going get no flimsy born arrows, no AK-47s, no rusty shotguns, no slingshots. I don't need them to do nothing. I got this. I got this in hand. The whole earth will rejoice when I make you desolate, as you rejoice against the inheritance of the house of Israel was desolate. Be you, and you shall be desolate, O Mount Seir, as well as all of Edom. What I tell you, as well as all of Edom, all of it, they should know that I am the Elohim, Yah. I ain't playing with y'all. It's going to be a wrap. Sick of y'all. You gave it up. Mm-hmm. They took it. Y'all cool. You hating on them. You've been hating on them. You've been riding with everybody, going against them. You rode with the Greeks. You rode with the Romans. You rode with the Assyrians. You rode with the Babylonians. Who didn't you ride against? And you hee-hee, ha-ha, chugga-chugga, laugh-laugh. And you talk back. And them your brothers. I got a special place for you in the pit. Truth be told. Well, the only thing I can tell you, I don't know what to tell you, but I can tell my brothers and sisters, keep holding on. Keep holding on. Better days are coming. May the Most High bless you, listeners. And this is Real Talk for Real People. Enjoy this song. I'll be right back. Thank you.
My heart had grown colder, but the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you, but it's holding on. And it's holding strong, even though I tried to make it, played the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong, even though I tried to break it. Heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, holding on. I've seen times that were harder. I remember the taste of bitterness. Won't you help me, my Father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you, but it's holding on, and it's holding strong, even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong, even though I tried to break it. Heaven knows that I can't shake it. Thank you. but it's holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to make it, play the part, but I can't fake it. It keeps holding on, and it's holding strong. Even though I tried to break it, heaven knows that I can't shake it. Holding on, holding on, it keeps holding on, it keeps holding on, it keeps holding on, holding on.
All right. I am back. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless you, listeners. Only thing I can tell you, I can't tell you any more than what that song alluded to. Keep holding on. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob got you. Yaqub got you. Keep holding on. That being said, let me bring on my friend and brother from New York City, Brother Morey Cottrell. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Brother Yam Suf. May the Most High bless you and the family that's
Thank
out
you,
there that's listening.
Thank you, my
Thank
brother
you.
Friend. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's good listening to you, man. You're breaking these portions down better and better each and every night.
hey, my thinker coming together.
Yeah, man.
Do you remember that song? You remember that song we used to listen to by the Average White Band, Pick Up the Pieces?
Uh-huh.
Piece by piece is coming together.
How about the main ingredient? My vision is clear. It's getting clearer.
How did it go? How did that song go?
I can't put it together right now, but maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead. My vision is getting clear. Was that the name of the song?
No, it's one of the lyrics in the song.
Oh, okay. Because I love me some main ingredient. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I love me some main ingredients. Well, I like them a lot.
Yeah. Main ingredient. Young people don't even know what we're talking about.
Main ingredient.
Them brothers could blow.
Yeah, a song that meant something. Not a whole lot of booty shaking and twerking, but a whole lot of meaning something song.
Yeah. And our brother Esau, Edom, I'm sure he know this chapter.
Better than we do.
Oh, yeah.
Better than we do.
Yeah, your family know you better than anybody. Your brother, your sister, they know all your little secrets more than strangers do. And strangers done beat us up. And we got our own brother. He got the inside information. And he didn't try to help us. He watched our demise. He watched us get destroyed. And then he jumped in there and took our stuff. Is that what a brother's supposed to do?
Well, that kind of brother did.
Well, we ain't too much better than Esau because we treat each other like Esau treats us. Truth be told. So we ain't no better than Esau because we treat each other like Esau treats us. How about that?
Exactly. Truth be told.
Yeah. So I say this. Esau got a chance because the Most High said, if a wicked man turn from his wicked ways, right?
That includes Esau.
He ain't say if a wicked Israelite man turn from his wicked ways.
That's a blanket that covers all.
That's right.
If they get right with him. If they get some get right, he'll get right with him.
We got to apologize. We got to acknowledge our sins. We got to repent. We got to humble ourselves. And we got to face the truth and tell the truth. And that's up to them. You think they're going to do that? You think they're going to tell the truth? Listen, listen, listen. We messed up. We threw our brother Jacob into slavery. We took his land. We took his name. We marched around like we was him. Yeah. You think they're going to do that? I don't. But the most I don't like it when brothers treat their brothers bad. Matter of fact, started out with Cain and Abel. Once I asked Cain, where's the brother? He like flew up in the Most High's face talking about, am I my brother's keeper? No, yes, you are your brother's keeper, especially if you're the older brother. And Esau is our older brother. And he watched our demise. He plotted our demise. And he took our stuff to this day. And he's walking around as if he's us. And the Most High going to straighten it all out. And it ain't anti-Semitism because we brothers. If he's a Semite, we a Semite. Ain't Semite, it's a Shemite. We all Shemites. Unfortunately, he mixed his seed in with the Europeans, the Greeks and the Romans. When Herod came to power and Judah lost his power, that's when Esau, the Edomites, rose up. And they took our substance. So they don't say that they're Israelites. They say that they're Jewish. They don't say it's their nationality. They let you know it's their religion. And Yah's not talking religion. He's talking nationality. He's talking about a specific people, children of Israel, not just Yehuda, but all 12 tribes. Brother Yom Suf, your mic must be broken, man. Esau probably got you on shutdown. Is your mic good? So Esau says, these two nations and countries will be ours, and we will take possession of them, even though I, Yah, was there. Therefore, as surely as I live, declares Sovereign Yah, I will treat you in accordance with your anger and jealousy you showed in your hatred of them, and I will make myself known among them when I judge you. Uh-oh. See, Yah's starting to make himself known amongst us, which means that he's about to judge our brother Esau. He says, then you will know that I, Yah, have heard all the contemptible things you have said against the mountains of Israel. Yeah, we don't know, but Yah knows. You said they have been laid waste and have been given over to us to devour. And we're still being devoured by the powers that rule over us. And Edom is a part of it. You boasted against me. Esau boasted against Yah and spoke against me without restraint. Esau spoke against Yah without restraint. I guess that's why they don't call his name. They say Hashem. He says, and I heard it. So you might have said it in secret. But Yah heard it.
Morik Gartrell.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, brother?
I hear you.
The alphabets are playing tricks with me, homie.
They knocked me
out of the call in. So when I tried to dial back in, I couldn't dial. When I tried to dial direct in as a host, so the Most High said, call yourself as a guest. Be a guest on your own show.
And that's where you at.
Yeah, I've been the guest cycle.
Oh, no.
I guess.
That means you can't bring nobody else on, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. The Most High still works. Watch this. Okay. Watch this. Watch this. Let me bring Sister Wendy Pettis on. Watch this. Watch this. Watch how the Most High do it. Sister Wendy Pettis, may the Most High bless you, sister.
Hello, brother.
Hey,
what
Sister
I
Wendy Pettis.
Come on, man. Come on.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I got a hip that I'm about ready to shoot.
I know the feeling. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
No, it ain't. listen, 10 years ago, I told you, I don't know. I worked in a nursing home for many years, and a patient told me, she said her knees were real bad, arthritis. You know, it was horrible. She was all crippled up, and she said, you know what? I would like to have a gun and just finish killing these bad boys off. She said, because that way I wouldn't feel nothing. I'm not going to use the other words she used. She said, that way I'm just going to kill them off totally.
Iman, would it be better? If you have it in your spine, if you got it in your spine, it's a ever-ending journey of chronic pain.
Yeah, it's with me every day. I like to joke with you guys and make y'all laugh. I go to bed with Ben Gay. That's the only man I sleep with. I go to bed with Ben Gay.
I can't go to bed with him because he's gay.
Hey, we got to find you something with a female name. We got to look, go on the internet and find you something that's a Caroline Stewart.
I try to tell him about
Blue
Emu.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you did. Hey, bro, it's kind of hard to get out there and get anything now.
It is.
True.
You know what? I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys. And we got to have a sense of humor. Because
you have to.
When you become too serious, you know, I don't know, things just, they get worse than they already are. We got to.
Yeah, you become egotistical. You become ego run amok. And can't nobody, you become dogmatic, and can't nobody give you any instructions, and you lean entirely to your own understanding. That's not a good thing, right?
Walking around growling like hungry dogs.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay, I love you, brothers. And,
love you too, Ima.
Just wanted to holler at you, tell you to behave yourself, so, because, you know, I'm really feeling too bad to have to whip either one of you. So please.
Hey, Ima, it's gonna hurt you far worse than it hurt us.
You remember the other day when we were talking about my parents say this gonna hurt me worse than you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This really is gonna hurt me worse than you.
Literally.
All right, Ima. God, take care. I love you. You too.
We love you too, Ima.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye now. Hey, Brother Moray Kutcher, did you get finished with your portion of that? Because I couldn't hear anything.
Pretty much, yeah. Talking about our brother Esau.
Okay. I tell you what. So what's your comments on it? Then after your comments, find me a nice Psalms, and let's get it on.
Well, everything the Most High said is true, and what has happened to us is true. I don't know why Esau don't know that the Most High, when he speaks truth, seeing what happened to us, knowing what's getting ready to happen to him, he needs to step up like we're stepping up and repent and tell the truth about the truth, the real truth and nothing but the truth, rather than perpetrating a fraud like they're doing. But it's
exactly.
Because the Most High give you a wicked man opportunity to change. But if the wicked man don't change, he don't want to change, he want to remain wicked, that's on him, right?
Yeah, but look here. People don't realize, you and I was talking, and people don't realize, Cartrell, that Edom has always lurked around. He lurked around when the Romans came, and they made him King Herod. He tried to be the king. That didn't work out too well for him, you know.
But he got influence and power. Most I said he would places of
earth,
would live by his sword. People are scared of the Edomites, man.
They ain't scared now. I got to give our brothers a prop now. They'll put that sword to you. They'll put that sword on you now.
You heard about the Six-Day War?
Oh, yeah.
How many nations they beat in 6 days? And who does
I think it was six nations, wasn't it?
Yeah, six nations
in
6 days.
Them boys will fight now. You got to give them their props. They will fight.
Esau ain't no joke. Edom ain't no joke.
No.
Especially when it comes to the sword, bro. Esau, you know how to wear that thing. He's our twin. He's our big brother.
Don't think he don't have power, coward.
High power coward. Oh no. He's surrounded by his enemies in the Middle East.
Right.
Ain't nobody trying to do him in, are they?
Because they know that boy coming out. When he come out, he coming out to win.
Oh yeah, he coming out fierce.
Right.
He coming out fierce. That's Esau, man. He don't play. He live by the sword. And he's Jacob's twin brother. And Jacob was
exactly.
a bad man, son.
Yaku was a bad boy now.
Oh yeah. That's an angel, right?
Yaku come out with his hand on his heel. Boy, you ain't going. I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you.
They was going at it.
Yeah. You know they must have had a fist battle in their mama. You know what I mean?
She had to go to the Most High, like, what's going on? They killing me. What they doing?
They're doing body slams in their mama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got you, boy. I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. You the youngest. Yeah, but I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of you.
From birth. Before birth. They squabbling in the womb. Up until this day, man. They got the upper hand now. Because they got the power. We've been thrown down. And they're taking up our power.
Mm-hmm.
They're using it to the max degree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
But I tell you what, as I said, what goes around comes around. And karma is a B word. Well, Brother Moray Cottrell, you got a nice song picked out for us.
45th song.
145th. We just read that. You read that, didn't you? Yeah, you read 145th. Yeah, I think you read 145th. Well, yeah, why'd you keep reading the same psalm, man?
Nah, I read psalms. I read a different psalm than that.
Okay, whatever. Let me see. All right, let me see. All right, let me be the judge of this. I'm going to find this. I'm on your heel.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see.
You wrote it down?
The song. Well, I stand corrected. I'm going to let your heel go.
I know I didn't read that one.
Go ahead, my brother, by all means.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Psalms 145. I will extol thee, my Elohim, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Yah, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness, and they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Yah is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Yah is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Yah, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Yah upholdeth all that fall, and raises up those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. Yah is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Yah is nigh, near unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He shall hear their cry and will save them. Yah preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise of Yah, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what, Brother Murray, Brother Cartrell?
Yes.
Me patching in through this phone, it sounds a whole lot better, truth be told.
Yeah. We're not getting that echo effect.
That's it. They may have taught me something. Next time, well, we may be running into this problem, say, Yum Su, why don't you call in and patch in that way? Yeah. So they're teaching us something. Yeah.
They said there's more than one way to skin a cat, right?
And we certainly skin that sapsucker too, didn't we?
But I tell you this. You see something happens anytime you talk about Esau. They're the ones controlling the media.
Oh, I already know, bro. I already know.
They know
what we're
talking
about. They know me. They know you.
Yep.
But as they said, if the Most High is for you, who can be against you?
There you go.
That being said, thank you, Brother Murray Cartrell of New York City.
Thank you, Brother Yasu.
Thank you, Brother. Thank you, Sister Wendy Pettis of Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk for Real People show. You guys may think that we're lighthearted and we are not serious-minded. The Most High bless my fiancé soul that passed away in 2011. I didn't quite understand this at the time, but I will share it with you. Some of the most serious things are said in jest. And believe you me, the things we say on the Real Talk for Real People show is gravely seriously, deadly serious. And just because our approach, our delivery is somewhat humorous and entertaining, don't take those words for granted. What comes around goes around. That being said, listeners, you're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. Again, thank you, Brother Murray Cartrell. Thank you, listeners, too. May the Most High bless you, and thank the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because otherwise, without him, there would be no us. There certainly wouldn't be no Yom Suf. There wouldn't be no Cartrell. There wouldn't be no you. There wouldn't be no me. And there certainly wouldn't be a Real Talk for Real People show. All praises and thanksgiving be unto him. And thank you, listeners. This ain't no fairy tale. Get you a new thinker. Because the one you got ain't working for you. It's working against you. You need a new thinker for this. You can't do it with that old thinker. You got to get you a new heart and a new spirit. Some new gas. A new spirit to go right along with it. If it's good enough for your king, King David, are you any better than King David? I think not. Enjoy this lovely song. We love you. Let your steps be directed and ordered and lean not to your own understanding. Why, as you know, your thinkers are broken. Have a good night. Shalom.